Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you can see, we have our good friend, Dr. Charlie Ward here with us, and he's going to update us and enlighten us on this very critical time. And he's got some pretty cool information that we were just talking about that he'll share with us, too. And before we do get to Charlie.
Well, first of all, Charlie, I really want to thank you for the Jesara Club. That website is beautiful. And if y'all haven't checked it out, you have to check it out. We have a slide that we add in all of our shows. It's really so well done. And also your Insider Club. And you can, that's at, I'm going to put my glasses on. Charlie Ward.
DrCharlieWard.com.
Yeah, that's what I thought, Jack. Thank you. And for anybody that's an insider, you get all of Charlie's deep information, deep dives, and that you don't put any that anywhere else, right, Charlie?
No, it comes out first on the Insider Club, and we also have an open call on Saturdays, and we had one again today, just because of what's going on, just to bring people up to speed as to what's happening with inside information, because there's a lot of people, especially old people, who are living in fear right now.
Yeah,
and it's fallen on your laps and my laps to take away that fear.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Let's do it then. And
absolutely.
Again, yeah. So, and also too, everybody, thank you again. And if you'd like to watch this episode, and as you know, with all of our social media restrictions really tightening the noose big time, yeah. You can go to spirituallyraw.live to check out our content there. We have exclusive content there, and you have 3 days on us. So check it out. Enjoy yourself. I think you're going to really love it. So, got a lot of important stuff. Yeah.
Well, firstly, most important.
Yep.
How's Justin?
He's absolutely.
He's got a crush on your son.
I do. I'm like in love with Justin.
Yeah, he's at. Look, I'm very, very blessed. 11 years ago, I lost my son, my firstborn son, at 27 years old, and never thought I'd get over it. Mm. And I was blessed enough 2 years later, 2 years later, to have Justin in my life. And although Lee will never be replaced, having Justin is a complete blessing from God. And just helps you. It's a bit like losing an arm. You never get over it, but you get used to it and you live with it. Yeah. But having Justin has sort of helped the healing process. Yes, he's an absolute angel. I mean, a wonderful young man. I'm very, very proud of him.
Good for you. Yep. Yep. You've done well with him, Charlie.
How's life in CU? That's for sure. How's life in Spain right now?
It's completely and utterly nuts.
Is it?
Yeah, they're like, just today, I picked up Justin from gymnastics and I went into a petrol station, a gas station, as you would call it in America, to refuel the car. And when I walked in, the woman said, "You must wear a mask." I said, "I have a certificate." And she said, "Oh, dear, I'm going to have to go into quarantine now because you refused to wear a mask."
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
That's serious.
And I sort of went, yeah, you're completely looped the loop, girl. Yeah, right. Go into quarantine for life and go and see if you can find another brain cell, the one you've got's not working.
Yeah, let's just hope that doesn't happen here.
That is so twisted, but it's amazing how the mind has, or how people's minds have been so twisted.
Yeah.
So manipulated.
You know, Charlie, I want to ask you this before we dive into the topics at hand, which everybody wants to know about. But what's your opinion on, like, so we were walking and we saw this very friendly people wearing their masks, right? And we realized it was in a hot day.
Yeah.
And we realized that
afternoon.
This is now their existence. This is how they see life in a hot day. What mm-hmm. is your opinion as far as their abilities and how long maybe for them to retrain their mind that it's okay to now
not
to do this? I mean,
look, it's going to be, when I came out of a religious cult when I was 23 years old, took me 2.5 years just to find my feet, and then the further 7.5 years to establish truth. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. This is years and years and years of indoctrination and brainwashing by mainstream media and television. Those people who don't watch the television have got a head start. There's quite a few of them out there. They've got sick and tired of it all. So they've got a head start, but The damage it's done, the amount of people who came to me after the election result went, well, I bet you're feeling rather stupid now. And I've gone, explain to me why I'm feeling stupid. Well, Trump lost, didn't he? I said, did he? Who told you that? Did you get that from a good source? Well, it came on the news. I said, well, you might as well look down the toilet for gold. If you're looking for the truth out of mainstream media, you're more likely to find gold down your toilet. And they went, what do you mean? I've gone, well, if, look, get over it. I can assure you that for the next 4 years, Donald Trump will be in charge of America. I can assure you. Well, what are you saying? They've all got it wrong. I've gone, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Let's talk. Let's
and
talk.
They were like,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they say, so Charlie knows more than the whole of the mainstream media. I said, well, based on the information I've got, yes, I do, whether you like it or not. But I've actually done an awful lot of research, about 3,500 hours of research. And what they're doing, what I think everybody knows in their inner psyche, that Biden, you'd have to be mentally deranged to even consider voting for him. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. when you look at him, it's not the same person as it was 2 years ago. He seems to be on sort of life support batteries. something drastically wrong there. And you think he could run America and then be the leader of the civilized world? Come on. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to work that one out. Right. I may have been born at night, but it wasn't last night. And you just look at it, really. So, people have to wake up to it. Some people are so fast asleep, it's mm-hmm. scary. Mm-hmm. And they're going to get the shock of their life when they find out that Biden hasn't actually won. Now, I know from the inside information I had, because I work on the quantum financial system, I realized on the quantum voting system that he'd won by 80%.
So he'd won by 80%.
Yeah, he'd won by 80%. And so that means that 20% of people had voted for the other side. But then when you go, well, how on earth did they manage to twist this around so much? And you go, well, if you consider that 1% run the world, it's not particularly hard. They've got 19% of sheep around them that follow them around and agree with everything they say. Mm-hmm. But what I've tried to do is get people to understand that this has actually got nothing to do with Biden and Trump. This is a war between God and Satan.
Yep. Dark and light.
Dark and light. Mm-hmm. This is the great awakening, and there is only one winner. Mm-hmm. And so it's not Satan.
And it's not Satan. Let's talk about this war. And I want to talk about where a lot of, and really from your perspective, if you can help us here. So a lot of people are hanging on their faith, their whole next move based on that letter behind your shoulder there. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to ask your opinion on this. And there's different thought processes coming on right now. Number one, do you feel like it's a guide of source, or do you think we should be following that literally? Is my first question. My follow up behind that, is there some sort of artificial intelligence that is actually driving that theory, the concept, if you would, that's actually disseminating this information?
One thing that's very simple, but that particular cue is a gold one, which represents the quantum system backed by gold. Mm. Having said that, the cue that you're referring to is the Q organization now. Whether you want to call it QAnon or Q Plus or whatever. When I started this journey, I didn't know anything about Q. So I did some research like I do. And I managed to find out that Q was actually formed in 1962.
Oh, really?
So I thought. I've now had somebody that's actually found evidence that it was around in 1840 when Abraham Lincoln was in power. So it looks like he was the person that may well have started. That's how far we can trace it back to. And the fundamentals of it in 1962 was that John F. Kennedy was worried that there's something going on to try and get him executed. Mm-hmm. So he had a little group of people outside of the CIA and the FBI and the agencies, the official agencies, that he entrusted within his group circle of people. And he referred to them as Q. And he gave them information so that if anything did happen, they would have the facts. So that was the foundation of Q, in from what I found out. When I heard it was 1840, I haven't gone back and looked at that yet.
That doesn't surprise me.
Sorry?
That actually does not surprise me at all.
No. Mm-hmm. But then you look at John F. Kennedy's burial site, and this is in the shape of a Q.
Yeah.
So that sort of gives away certain aspects. So if we roll on over the number of years, the 70s, the 80s, what have you, the 90s, Q is still in existence, but every time it showed its head, people that were associated with it got executed or suddenly died of strange things. So they kept a very low profile. And whilst they were keeping a very low profile, they formulated a plan. And they, along with what we now call the Alliance, were part of the team that created this plan, which involved getting Donald Trump to be the master of this plan. So then in 2016, they showed their head again. But this time they showed it with pride and knowing that Donald Trump was not going to take them down. But if I wind back a little bit there, just to justify that thing, that moment, Donald Trump and JFK Jr. were very close friends. Mm-hmm. And he made a promise to JFK Jr. that he would bring to justice the people who killed his father, because he knew who they were. And now we all know who they are. And it was nothing to do with Lee Harvey Oswald. That mm-hmm. was just a name that was put out there for whatever reasons. So in 2016, it became QAnon. And my first thought was, if JFK set up Q, there was a fairly good chance that Trump set Anon and put them together. So that was the team. But then I got corrected and said, no, he was the Q plus part. So I went, okay. So one thing we know for sure is that the people in Q, the people in QAnon, the people in Q plus, the whole group of people, they're nearly all ex-military. There's only 10 of them in total.
Do you think that, is it only humans, or do you think there's artificial intelligence? Do you think that there's two heads to that entity?
That coin?
Yeah. Is it like, for example, what we're seeing would be similarly, is there two parts that one is good and one is not good? One is dark, one is light.
There could be. I hadn't thought of it like that.
I've been thinking about it recently.
One thing that I do know is that, as I said earlier, Donald Trump is fronting up God's work without a shadow of a doubt.
Oh, no question about that.
And when you made a reference to in the Q movement, I'm sure that God has got his hand over them as well. Now, as with any organization, and Trump is finding this out now, you can sometimes think you trust people and you find out they're not as trustworthy as you first thought. Mm-hmm. He's finding that out in his own government, you know. But this is the world of politics.
Yeah.
It's absolutely full of disgusting human beings.
What is your sense of what he's thinking about this right now? Do you think he's okay? Listen, I know exactly what's going to happen. This is going to play out where I am going to be, and I just need the American people to see it play out in this way so I don't shake up anything or come across as a dictator? Or do you think he's literally legitimately like, holy shit, you don't even know what the hell happened there?
He's completely calm. He knows everything that's going on, and he's totally in control, 1,000,000%. There's absolutely no question about that. But he's expecting people like you and I to be out there as digital warriors putting out the truth. That's what he's asking of us. Mm-hmm. And it's very, there's a very fine line between forcing it out there and putting it out in an attractive manner. You know, when I started my journey, I landed, as most people know, I started with 37 subscribers on YouTube. They took me down when I had 176,000, I think it was. And I was a little bit upset at losing 176,000 subscribers. And then we set up another one that went up to 60-odd thousand. We set up another one, went up to 40 or 50,000 and so on. They took them all down. They took down the Facebook that I've had for 16 years with lots of personal family photos. Took the lot. Took Instagram down. Took Twitter down. Took everything down. We keep starting up new ones, but they keep taking them down. But then I decided to set up my own platform, Dr. Charlie Ward, and it's only been up for 4 weeks, and we've now passed 2 million.
Wow. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Well, the number is not for my own ego. It's the fact that we're starting to get the message out.
Yeah, people are really...
The more people we can get the message to, the better.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's why I'm doing 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 Zoom conversations a day. I did 7 yesterday. I think I've only done 5 or 6 today, but it's important to get the message out to people. Mm-hmm. And... if you look at the television, you will not find out the truth. And we're about to see something huge happen. Because what the mainstream media did by publishing the president-elect incorrectly, mm-hmm. they committed treason.
They did.
That falls
under... So by them verbalizing this as a new president-elect, that is considered treason?
It's considered treason.
Hmm. Okay. And then who ultimately, Charlie, then is responsible for that? Is the actual heads of the network, or is it the actual individual, maybe the i.e. the host of that show or whatever, yeah, that broadcast that? Who actually
I would imagine that the buck will stop with the owner, but the editor and the journalist who actually put it out. So there'll be a number of people, but I know that there's a number of, there has been hundreds of statements that have been affidavits, as you call them in America, affidavits, signed affidavits of hard evidence of fraudulent practice. Mm-hmm. And we, as I mentioned to you earlier, we got a message through today saying that the precedent set by the United States Supreme Court that SCOTUS, what are SCOTUS, is the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled in a landmark case, United States versus Throckmorton, 98 U.S. 61, Supreme Court 1878, that fraud vitiates everything. By categorically asserting that fraud vitiates everything, the Supreme Court of the United States affirms that perpetrating fraud undermines the entire endeavor and the whole contract. The complete judgment, the final result, or even the election outcome, etc. Once fraud is proven, the enterprise is in its entirety, such as POTUS candidacy, has been irreparably tainted by this result and invalidated. If it was only the Michigan vote that was stolen by the team Biden, their victory would still be nullified, since fraud vitiates everything. Vitiates is, in the legal context, means negates, quashes, annuls, invalidates, revokes, and abrogates. President Trump is therefore the victor of the 2020 POTUS election by default, by law, and according to the U.S. Constitution.
Confirmed, that's a bombshell.
Yeah.
So
confirmed on thestateofthenation.com.
Wait, I'm sorry,
people are going to ask me, where did you see that?
Well, this has come through from HTTP stateofthenation.co/, and then it's got all the details of it there. So it's on State of the Nation website.
Okay,
so,
thank you.
So when, now with that information coming out right now with that, so when do we, so help us with the breadcrumbs that we're about to see right now. So we've got a couple of things going on, if you can help validate or invalidate a couple of things going on there.
I'm going to go backwards
Is it we got watermarks that they're talking about that were plans, which was their trap set up. Was there some, is there something truly to that? Was there, was that trap set up for them with the watermarks?
Well, I can now tell you, because I was under an NDA up until that moment, I knew about this beforehand. And the watermarks, first of all, most of the all the ballots were all printed locally in each different state.
They were. Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
But the paper came from one source. So all the paper was supplied by one supplier. That paper had a digital quantum watermark, which has a serial number and a watermark that can be tracked from outer space, from anywhere. They tracked every single ballot paper live from two control centers for the whole duration of the election. They knew within minutes of the election closing that they'd won by 80%.
Wow.
So the other side had no idea this was going on because they printed their own ballot papers, so they felt they were in control of those. They also imported millions from China that they stuffed the ballot box with. And this is where they were very, very stupid. And there's no other word for it. 4 years ago, Hillary Clinton never dreamt she could lose it because they'd stuffed the ballot boxes, but they hadn't reckoned on the fact that Trump would get 75% support. So they didn't stuff them enough. So that's why she was so angry that they hadn't done it. So this time around, they stuffed so much that nine states had more votes than they actually had people living in those states.
Right. Yeah.
So you didn't need to be clever to work out something was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read the statement I just read you, in law of the United States, in the Constitution, if fraud is proven, which is what they're doing right now, they're proving every single state is having a recount at the moment. It's being watched by the National Guard. They already know what's gone on. They know that. Everybody with a brain cell knows what's gone on. But now it's going to be a slow, painful death for them. And I can bet you that even though the Supreme Court have published this, the mainstream media will still carry on supporting Biden because they're all trying to save face now. They won't turn around and say, oh, we got it wrong. The minute they say they've got it wrong,
so it's over.
They're up for treason.
Mm-hmm.
And so what about like states like Pennsylvania, where you had the governor obviously blocking everything, and then you had the Secretary of State there, you know, just literally, I mean, they pretty much were telling you before it was before he was even, where Trump was still in the lead, you know, technically, if you would, from the number standpoint, they pretty much were telling you that he'd lost the election. What happens to them? Did they go down out of this too criminally?
Yeah, of course they will.
Yeah.
And Trump will do it with great pleasure. But what he'll try and avoid at all costs is being seen to be heavy-handed with him. So he'll have to handle it with care. And there's plenty of ways that he can do it. And every single step he's taken, when I've looked back at it, I've gone, that was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
I also know about another sting operation that's going on right now.
Okay.
That they're going to jump with both feet straight into without even thinking because they're so arrogant. And that's to do with the vaccine. Mm. And he said that Pfizer have already said they're virtually there now with having the vaccine ready.
Right.
Interestingly, the chairman's just sold 62% of his share in the company. You don't do that if you've got the vaccine to cure the world.
Right.
He must know that Trump's got him by the short and curlies because they haven't followed due process in the production of this vaccine. So Trump's going to go, hey, they've got it. Brilliant. Show it to me. Now show me the proof that you've done all the work on it. And of course, they can't do that. He knows that. He knows that the three companies that are creating the vaccine, not one of them has followed due process.
Hmm.
But they're so arrogant, they did see pound signs, or dollar signs. Mm-hmm. They just see the money coming in. Of course, he's just going to go, okay, they've come to me with a vaccine, but it hasn't been tested properly.
Hey, Charlie, can you walk us through the breadcrumbs? Did you have some?
No, go ahead.
Okay, can you walk us through the breadcrumbs of what we should be looking to expect? Okay, so now we've got the bomb from what you just read to us
Supreme
there.
Court.
Now what happened? So from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is that November 20th is when they have up until to certify these elections?
First of all, by your constitution, Trump couldn't do anything until today. Because of the simple fact that he has to sit back for 10 days.
10 days, okay. Okay.
And that's what he's done. And now the Supreme Court has ruled this. There is negotiation going on behind the scenes. And it'll be how they handle that negotiation as to how it comes out to the public. And their cooperation and which way they go about it. Because they're all banged to rights anyway, and everybody who knows anything about this knows exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. And we're actually watching a pantomime right now, because for anybody who knows, Joe Biden, the one that you've seen on the screens in the last few days, is nothing like the one that was around 2 years ago.
So blatantly obvious. It's like, yeah. I mean, seriously, how can anyone possibly look at that image today and even just go back a few years and be like, no, it's the same person. I mean, it's just absolutely ludicrous.
Well, and the other thing I was because I've got guys around me that are all techie guys that are clever. Mm-hmm. And then one of them pointed out the other day that when he was on stage and the front camera was looking at him, he looked fine. There was a sidearm view and there was nobody on the stage. So that tells us that it was CGI. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things going on. But I was told some time ago that he was arrested and taken down to Guantanamo Bay last year.
So you think there's really something through that? Because that's another thing that people, again, are just, you know, obviously right now, because of all that didn't happen. And, you know, we were actually scheduled, everybody, to have this conversation with Charlie on election day. So
right.
It's actually a good thing we didn't.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah, it's better that we didn't speculate then. It's better we speculate afterwards anyway. So it all worked out in the end. But so do you think that now, you know, I'm sure you're getting a ton of it on your end too. But do you think that there is validity to that? These are the things that are starting to get questioned now. If you
when
can help
are the rest going to happen?
When are we going to see these? Are we going to see these pub? We hear about the Guantanamo Bay getting filled up right now. But that's what we do, is we hear about it. Is there going to be a point you think we'll start to see this as a public, or will it always remain underground? You'll have to be in the, you know.
Look, I do an awful lot of research, as you're probably aware. Guantanamo Bay is not the sort of place you go for a holiday. But for some reason, 12 flights arrived there today. And you don't need to be a rocket scientist to find out where to find that information from. You just go onto flight radar. Mm-hmm. And you go on to certain there's many, many different flight trackers that you can get. Mm-hmm. And you can see the planes that have come into Guantanamo Bay and left. It's not a holiday camp.
Yeah.
It's a prison.
That's a lot. That's a lot of flights.
So
it is.
So does this this new information from the Supreme Court, that really supersedes everything then, right? As far as the Dominion and the Hammer, and the scorecard. So all of that information that's just come out over the past few days, this new ruling of the Supreme Court is really it, right? I mean, where else?
Look.
Is that the ultimate?
Donald Trump has put it on you and me and everybody else to spread the truth out there and to go out and find the truth, mm-hmm. so that people start to wake up to the truth. He's doing all the hard work behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Well, I interviewed Mary Fanning yesterday, and also yep. Lieutenant General mm-hmm. Tom McInerney. We came under cyber attack, which tells you you're up to... They're desperate to stop you getting the truth out. But as I said right from day one, you've got one piece of the puzzle. I've got one piece of the puzzle. Tom's got one piece of the puzzle. Mary's got one piece of the puzzle. But every single piece is valuable. Because when we put it together, we get a very, very clear picture.
Yeah.
And it's very easy. I remember as a child doing a very large jigsaw puzzle of the Sydney Harbour. And I promise you, doing the water and the sky is boring as completely boring. But with one piece missing of the sky or one piece missing of the water, it doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going through now. Every single person that's out there telling the truth is one piece of that puzzle that is incredibly valuable. And the more that we can connect with each other to establish a clear picture, the easier it will be for those who wake up to see what's going on.
So as we go through this process right now, and as we go through what the Supreme Court said, and they start to invalidate that, so what can we, or what should we
expect,
be on the lookout for, even whether that be looking at it publicly?
Do you think that we'll still be seeing some form of a blackout?
So there was this drop on YouTube. I know everybody talked about it for a minute, yes, right? How long it was, but it seemed like everything shut down. Was that a prelude to what they're trying to do, or was that just kind of just happened?
The deep state are desperate to stop the social media platforms getting the truth out there. They're doing everything they can. They're infiltrating a number of my Zoom conversations. I had one today where I was talking to 500 people, and they cut me off with a loud noise. And I just simply pulled out and then went back in again on a different frequency. But they're desperate to stop the truth coming out. I think there will be a blackout. I think it will be very, very soon. And I for one, will be very, very grateful to have a few days rest.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Having said that, I don't know if they'll take down my mine, because mine's just a private platform. It's not a social media platform. It's just my own platform. Whether they'll take Zoom down, I've got two or three other very, very highly encrypted video conferencing facilities, mm-hmm. other than Zoom. Somebody got me onto Blue Jeans as well the other day. I'd never even heard of that, which is another video conferencing. But I've got one that's very, very good that does not have a back door. It's a totally secure one.
With the blackout, will it also be, so if the social media blackout happens, will there also be a lockdown simultaneously, you think, while things are going down? Or are we where we're at as far as our ability to be able to roam?
I don't know. I think from what I understand, when the blackout comes, is they've already pre-recorded the emergency broadcast. That's been pre-recorded. I would imagine that will be pumped out on all the channels worldwide, mm-hmm. in different languages for each country. But I would imagine that we will only get our information from that source when there's a media blackout. But I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. So basically then, do you think then, because this would kind of make sense, when they drop the bomb, it's eventually going to have to come out, obviously, on the mainstream media about the Supreme Court ruling. Do you think that's what's going to set it off?
We're dealing with complete arrogance, aren't we?
For sure.
We're dealing with I listened to some of them talk, and they've got no shame. Mm-hmm. They're convinced they're right and everyone's wrong, and they think the world is stupid. And I'm not saying that as a joke. They really think everybody in the world is stupid and they can run roughshod over everybody. And fortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are standing up and telling the truth and going, no, you're not going to do that. We're going to hold them to account.
So is there something to the fact that, getting back to what you said, they think the world is stupid. Is there something to the fact, because they are from, let's call it the dark side, if you would, that that's part of their tricks to be able to, or blatantly have to profess what they're about to do to us? Is that part of the magic?
The dark magic.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. As I said earlier on, talking to you, this is not between Trump and Biden. This is between Satan and God.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's so much deeper than what people perceive it to be.
Totally. And that's why I'm so relaxed.
Mm-hmm. When we go through this process and these things start to happen and we get a recount, as you said, they were happening right now. So do you think, let's say by the end of the year, where we are going to actually get an announcement that's saying, okay, Donald Trump is our president of the United States, or do you think this blows into 2021 still?
I think you'll get an announcement this year, without a shadow of a doubt.
Publicly, as in,
yeah. Well, it's already out there, so it's only a question of time before, you know, they have to admit it. I think the transition will take time because we're going to have to go through a revaluation and a reset. I heard the revaluation had already started today. I was expecting it to start tomorrow.
And can I ask you that, Charlie, if I don't mean to interrupt you on the revaluation, you are referring to the, yeah, I know, it was just kind of casually throw these.
That's not going
to
slide over us.
Casually throw these things out there. Come on, man. But do you think there was when you're talking about that, you are talking about the currencies, right?
Yes, I am.
Got it. Okay. So that was supposed to have started today. And
that financial reset was, I thought it was going to start on Friday the 13th.
Okay.
And that would be amazing.
And that can still happen because President Trump is formally still in office.
Of course he is.
Correct. Okay. Got it. Okay. So that's what that's happening
just,
there.
Just so your viewers know, the 13th, most people in America think 13 is unlucky. That's why you don't have the 13th floor in hotels. Mm-hmm. 13 is actually a really positive number and was stolen by the satanic group. Mm. 1400s, and the 13 is, women would know, is all to do with women. First of all, there's 13 new moons in a year. Women have 13 periodical cycles in a year as a norm, and it's a very special feminine thing. Mm-hmm. The satanic side stole it, as they do with so much stuff, and tried to make it their own. Yep. The truth is when you have a revaluation of everything and a reset of everything, it comes back to being a positive from being a negative.
So when we have this and if it's just starting to happen right now, so is it going in stages? Because they say this is going in stages, or is it going to be like, boom, here's a certain block of countries and this block of countries all goes together kind of thing?
I've heard both sides. I've heard it's going to be phased in groups, and I've heard it's going to happen in one go. The thing from my point of view, because I'm feeling such a peace right now, I don't really care. I just know it's coming. Mm-hmm. And I'm prepared to sit and wait. And rather than pushing, because I know that he's got everything under control.
Yeah.
And there's certain things that happen that make me smile. but it's just waiting. Then afterwards you look back and go, that was so clever. It was so clever. But they're getting very, very rattled and very, very upset. And I've had a number of threats about me to tell me to shut up. And if I was telling lies, you wouldn't ask me to shut up, would you?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. And they certainly wouldn't be shutting everyone down.
And that's what they're doing right now, which is quite amazing. There. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, so Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated Biden. So all that time, so did Boris Johnson.
So did Angela Merkel.
Mm, well, yeah, we expected that one. Yeah. But
they've already started that process. But that's just part of the political thing. That doesn't really necessarily mean anything, does it?
Well, it exposes them, doesn't it?
Exactly.
It exposes them badly because they didn't listen to the official narrative, and they would listen to the mainstream media. And everybody who knows anything about mainstream media knows that I can't even think of his name now, the big guy that runs Rupert Murdoch.
Murdoch.
He used to brag about the fact that I choose who runs every country. Mm-hmm. Well, you're about to find out that you have absolutely no sway now, and if anything, completely the opposite.
So is it all going down? So as we start to break now this transition, is the mainstream media, Fox included, which a lot Fox of people have been using for resources there, are they all going down now?
I would suggest that their days are over. Mm-hmm. because they're all going to be facing charges of treason. Because in your constitution, you cannot announce a president elect the way that they've done that. You can't do that. It's against your constitution.
Without actually validating the counts.
Yeah. Be a great way to make a clean sweep.
Yeah, it would be lovely.
It would be lovely.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, and start with an all new, fresh energy, fresh information, fresh everything.
Yeah,
you got new it. New start. Yeah, everything. That would be fantastic.
You see that, everybody? It looks like he is going to be victorious. It looks like it already started.
Yeah.
It looks like there's revaluation starting to happen.
Yeah.
So you know, just brace yourself, hug yourself, love yourself. Exactly. Tune in, right? You know, and
I think the most important thing, Charlie, is the reason why we have to get this information out. The most important reason is because Trump and everybody that supports him, they need our prayers, they need our power, they need our support, they need our love, and we need to spread the love without sounding like a cliche or hokey dokey, but that's really what it all boils down to. We have to spread the love and spread the faith. Mm-hmm. And that's what the world needs more than anything now.
That's what we're doing right now. So
love and faith.
Yep, you got it. Mm-hmm. Charlie, thank you for bringing all this information to us real time. I appreciate it. I know you got a lot going on.
He's like, thank God, this is my last interview for the day.
Yeah, you know.
Thank God, it's over.
It's all good, man. Bedtime, you know, but thank you again for sharing this with us, and I appreciate you bringing this out to us. And everybody, really, just, you know, I hope this brings you peace.
Yes.
Thank you for allowing us in your home today. And remember, you know, check us out on spiritualraw.live for our episodes. And also check out, we're also on the Jassara Club. And Charlie, again, thank you for stepping up to creating that for everybody. Yeah, it was really first class of you. Mm-hmm. But check us out on the Jassara Club. Not only are we there, but a lot of your favorite people that you go to for inspiration and their news are also going to be there. So it's a great site. So definitely you can see the work they put into it. So again, thank you for letting us in your homes, everybody. And we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Charlie, especially because I know it's late. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony, and we are creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Charlie, for staying up. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.